The Park City School District priorities were broken into four overall strategies. The estimates from the bond architects MHTN show a cost of about $7 million for projects defined in Strategy 1, which would bring 400 ninth graders into the high school, expand teacher spaces, and the common areas. This plan would leave Treasure Mountain Junior High as an eighth grade only school. It would also cover some of the deferred maintenance projects as well. Strategy 2 would expand the high school with a new CTE wing and take in the ninth grade for a cost of $29.5 million. Eighth grade would move to Ecker Hill with an expansion cost of $19 million. Strategy 3 would cost $84 million and would include a ninth grade addition, a new CTE wing, new classrooms, and relocating the Learning Center to Park City High School. Ecker Hill would have an eighth grade classroom addition, a new gym, cafeteria, and CTE center. Strategy 4 is a $37.9 million project addressing the expansion of all four elementary schools to accommodate a district-wide pre-K program. It includes creating space to allow before and after school support programming at McPolin and Jeremy Ranch. Park City School District Business Administrator Todd Hauber explains the strategies are a financing mechanism that the district could use to phase in the improvements and expansions over time.
So the strategies are designed to show us the ability of how we can phase it in. And so we can begin with just the relocation of the ninth graders into the high school, and then we can see what the build-out cost is to accomplish that part of the phase with the anticipation of the further phases coming online or strategies as outlined on the documents. And that helps us to put the financial picture together as well.
Superintendent Jill Gilday says the way the architects organize the strategies allows time for the district to make long-range plans and to also accommodate for the economic uncertainties caused by the COVID-19 pandemic.
This is a part that can get pretty exciting, hopeful, and aspirational for our community, because now that we have these ideas firmed up or outlined, now we can start having those discussions. What's important to do first? What's important to think out long term? The architect team was terrific about giving us the opportunity to look at maybe even a 10 or 15 year planning horizon. So this is nothing that has to happen in the midst of an economic crisis.
A link to the MHTN Architects cost breakdown can be found on kpcw.org. More detailed discussions will be held during the June 16th school board. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.